I guess some people are referring to it as Trash Mountain. It's one of the, I think, most significant decisions the board's going to make as far as land use in that northern county area. Anytime a landfill is sited, it needs special attention. Unfortunately, the state, when they reviewed the landfill, found no major issues with it, even though some of their departments within the state responding did have problems. For whatever reason, it seemed like it was the quickest turnaround of any land use classification change that I ever saw.
McClash suggested alternative sites for a landfill in Manatee County.
The old phosphate mining pits that are barren lands for the most part, some of these lands cannot be used for houses, and they lend themselves ideally for a C&D landfill that wouldn't be in a position to harm Tampa Bay nor give the visual pollution.
A citizen who is opposed to the landfill, Andrea Torkelson, created a website called NoTrashMountain.com based on her research on the proposal.
I found out that now it's actually going to be 180 feet above sea level, and the Skyway Bridge is only 193 feet above sea level. So we're looking at basically a mountain of trash almost as tall as the Skyway Bridge.
Glenn Compton is chairman of Manasota 88, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to issues of public health and the environment in Manatee and Sarasota counties. He said Manatee County does not need a new landfill.
There's not been any demonstrated need for a new landfill in Manatee County. The existing landfill has 30 years of capacity, and we have to question whether or not a second landfill in a county is a good idea.
Compton said that finances are fueling some commissioners' acceptance of the landfill.
Certainly the only reason that Manatee County Commission would support this is for financial gain, and that would be dubious at best because ultimately you're going to end up with a land use that is not desirable, and the surrounding area will decrease in value as a result of permitting this landfill in this location.
Torkelson agrees that some commissioners are motivated by finances to support the landfill.
Honestly, I think it's probably a money issue. There's going to be five counties that are going to be able to dump their trash there, and they get what they call tipping fees, which is literally every time that a truck tips back, we get paid for it in this county. And I think there's definitely a money issue there for them. Unfortunately, I don't think they took the time to really think about the other impacts, you know, on the environment and the community.
Larry Bussell is the mayor of Palmetto. He announced this week that he will run for the District 1 seat on the Manatee County Commission against current chair Amy Stein. He opposes the landfill proposal.
It's not the high point of my campaign, obviously, but or the focal point, but it's an issue that is timely, and I, both from a District 1 and from a Palmetto standpoint, I'm not particularly happy about the location. It will be a major landmark, even though it will be I'm sure will be done well, but nevertheless, I feel that we need to look at other possibilities of a location for it.
Currently, the land is zoned for light industrial use. Bussell said that would make more economic sense than a landfill.
I've looked at some economic studies that have been done by the Regional Planning Council, the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council, and it looks to me like light industrial with manufacturing on that site would bring a lot more jobs and a lot more economic benefit to our area than comparison to a landfill.
Several thousand residents will eventually live in developments that are proposed near the landfill. Commissioner McClash thinks those people will be opposed to the plan, especially if they realize the danger of pollution from the landfill.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that pollution will be there. Everybody looks at the technology that they would be utilizing, but the technology for liners such as they're proposing do not have an unlimited lifetime. So whether it's 50 years from now, 100 years from now, somebody will be dealing with a breach of the liner because the liners are not made to last forever. You know, the world is lasting forever, hopefully, so, you know, the short-term mentality of only having something with a limited lifetime is very scary.
Torkelson is also concerned about pollution.
It's going to be draining into two aquatic preserves right there near Terracea Bay, and that's all pristine waterway. So, I mean, that's obviously a huge, huge issue. It's also in a surge zone, for a Cat 3 hurricane and above. So, I mean, you imagine just a wall of water hitting that pile of trash, and, you know, the environmental impact could be devastating.
Torkelson thinks the commission will postpone their decision based on the negative sentiment toward the landfill.
I've been going door to door in my neighborhood, and one of the things that I'm telling all my neighbors, you know, is to contact the county commission, and I'm letting them know that there was only two commissioners that voted right off the bat to say no to this project, and that the other five did, you know, have basically approved it to move forward, and that our county commissioner, Amy Stein, is one of them, and I've been feeling major backlash. I mean, the sentiment towards her and my community and all the doors I'm going to is extremely negative at this point. For her not taking care of the constituency in North County.
The Manatee County Commission public hearing on whether to change the future land use classification to allow the landfill will be on September 4th at 1:30 p.m. WMNF contacted Waste Management for comment on this story, but we did not hear back from them by airtime. You can find contact information for the groups in this story in our online archive at WMNF.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.